With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station, the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a very, very chilly Saturday. I'm not liking it, not even a little bit. I went outside to talk to a friend of mine. I was maybe there for 5 minutes, and it was the first time all year I've thought, I miss my long johns. Ooh. By the way, there are some slick spots out there on the highways, according to what I've been told by people. There's been quite a few accidents on the highways, even though we just got a little something. Be careful out there. You know, black ice is a thing. I'm just saying it out front. Look, I'm going to be careful. I was lucky. I came in so early, I missed it all the thing. And then, Jordan, you were saying you came in and was, like, seeing stuff in the Jersey wall.
Yeah, there were between that stretch of 95 from basically, like, Virginia Union to the Boulevard, or Ooh. Arthur Ashe Boulevard,
yeah,
I should say.
Okay, yeah. Look, you have time to adjust. It's all right.
Yeah. In that stretch of 95, there were emergency personnel attending to one accident, and then a little ways down, probably not even a quarter mile further down, there was a car in the Jersey wall that just had the one VDOT person just directing track with the big arrow sign.
Okay, so. Well, look, I mean, that was hours ago, but people, if you're going to go out there, you know, and I don't want to hear from our northerners going, yeah, guys don't know how to drive. It's right. Okay, look, we don't get any of this that often, so please do me a favor and stop it. Going to be a great weekend, though, regardless. The Jewish Food Festival is this weekend. That's Sunday and Monday, though, folks, not Saturday. Sunday and Monday over at the JCC. I am excited to get my shawarma on. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's delicious. And I need a shawarma and some latkes. I'm good. That's all I need. But Jordan, I'm telling you, I'm almost afraid that being here right now because of what's going on with my wife.
What has she done?
Not done doing.
Okay.
I was informed last night, just before I went to bed, that today, while I'm on air, she's going to BJ's.
Okay. She's doing the shopping for you.
Well, it's not that she's doing the shopping for me, but when she gets into BJ's, it's like, oh, yeah, we definitely need 700 rolls of toilet paper. Oh, good. She just goes a little nuts.
Right.
And it's a small house as it is. I mean, unless I'm going to build a recliner out of toilet paper and paper towels, I told her, don't bother. She says, what about dog food and cat food? I'm like, he's a dachshund. You buy one bag, BJ-sized bag of food, and we won't buy any more until next Christmas.
Yeah.
So I told her, I was like, honey, just rein it in. Look. She's like, I promise I won't go crazy. I'm like, honey, she goes, no, I promise.
Yeah. So it's I do wonder what sets, so obviously you guys are members at BJ's.
Right.
Sarah's family are members at Sam's.
Right.
So what makes people decide I'm choosing BJ's over Sam's and Costco, or I'm choosing Sam's over BJ's and Costco,
I can
or I'm choosing Costco over everyone else?
Easy.
easy to explain. Ready? Location, location, location. I was a Sam's Club member because they had one right there at White Oak on Laburnum, which, you know, 5 minutes down the road, I'm in, I get my stuff, I'm out, and the lines were very, very short. Okay? For people who live in the West End, they're going to do Costco and BJ's because there's both right there.
True.
All right? For people in Mechanicsville, it's BJ's. They closed the one at Sam's at White Oak. Boom. Okay, off we go. It's just a couple more miles down the road, and we're in Mechanicsville. So it's all about location.
Are the prices any different?
The price is about the same. I will say this about BJ's, though, is they sell smaller portions.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, if I want, you know, I can get 2 pounds of hot dogs instead of having to buy 5 pounds of hot dogs.
Yeah.
I found Sam's Club is a little bit more geared, I'm saying this out, towards, like, restaurants and grocery store, or, you know, the small bodegas and stuff like that. I love Sam's. They're pre-cooked food. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get a pot pie that was so big it wouldn't fit in my oven.
Right.
So it all comes down to location for us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't find the quality all that different. Most people are going to say, it has to be Costco. It must be Costco. And I like Costco. It's just I don't want to wait in that line.
That's true.
It's long.
Yeah.
So you're going to inherit
I don't know yet. I was thinking I told her we should probably put something like that on our registry just to see if someone would be nice enough to buy us an annual membership somewhere. But I don't
know. It's like $35, I think.
You might as well. My brother gave me flack because I put a couple of mattresses down on our registry. He was like, nobody's going to go mattress shopping for you. But I was like, it's not about the fact that someone's going shopping for me. I'm giving them options.
You see, and if I had the money, I'd buy you a mattress, but it would be like the crappiest.
Yeah. And then that begs the question, obviously, these purely mattress stores are probably going to mark their prices up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But is it beneficial to buy a mattress or just a bed in general from like a Hanes or go to like Sam's or Costco?
What we're going to honestly, we need a mattress uber bad. Okay. This is a good thing. Of all the furniture in your house, people scrimp on the mattress where you spend more time on that than any other piece of furniture in your home. I mean, people will spend $3,000 on a sofa and say, what, I can get a mattress for $500? Sweet. I'd say, one, buy a good mattress. And everybody I've talked to told me, and yeah, they do buy ad time here at the station, Original Mattress Factory.
Okay.
My problem is, with my back and my knees and my hips, I need something pretty darn firm.
You know,
something along the lines of concrete. Okay?
Yeah.
Where Little Miss McCann will curl up like a gerbil in a box of shavings. I mean, that's what it looks like when I wake up.
Yeah.
She's a dog, little woman, all curled up like a gerbil.
Yeah.
And she wants soft. So we're going to have to figure something out.
I mean, I am currently in a double bed. And so I would ideally like a queen or a king just for those few extra inches of length. It's not so much about the width, you know, cause I'm a big boy, and she's
tall,
a little shorter.
She's
not tiny, but you know, she's your average size woman. Like she's not big, she's not small, but, you know, but I'm 6 feet tall, like almost, you know, in between 5'11 and 6 feet, depending on the day. But, you know, my feet hang off the edge a double bed.
Look, I'm only a couple inches shorter than you. I'd say a queen. I've never seen people that buy a king, they're just showing off.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we've got a big bedroom. My name is Rich McCann. This is The Home Show. Rich McCann News Radio, WRVA. WRVA. Hey, let's finish, Jordan, let's finish up this conversation real quick. So I know a little bit about mattresses. Believe it or not. Now, have you considered like getting one of the adjustable mattresses, the pressurized thingamajiggers?
We haven't seriously started like looking at all our options.
You've got a month. I mean,
yeah. But I'm like, you know, I'm pretty convinced that it's going to be some form of like Tempur-Pedic or like Tempur-Pedic like.
So something like one of those memory foam type.
Yeah, like the soft but firm type deals where, you know, you kind of sink into it a little bit, but it, you know, it doesn't, you're not like, it's not super duper soft.
Okay, now one of the things I will say, one, most of your memory foam, they are very warm.
Right.
Okay, now I don't know about you.
Oh, I'm very hot. Yeah,
she's sheet and two blankets, and I'm like half the sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm going to say my derriere is exposed because I'm just sweating like a beast.
Yeah.
There was a mattress I saw one time. It was brilliant. It had it was one that you could flip. You want something you can flip. On one side, it had cooling gel beads on it. And then when you flipped it in the winter, it had flannel.
Huh.
And, well, I'd never flip it. I wouldn't. But that's something you could look at. And I personally, someone just sent me like, hey, Richard, what about the Sleep Number bed? I prefer a mattress that was called Comfort Air.
Okay.
Now, Comfort Air is the predecessor of Sleep Number. Now, a bunch of guys, Comfort Air sold to furniture stores. A bunch of guys said, hey, we want to sell these just direct. They said, we're not going to do that. So they literally, the group of guys moved across the street from the factory to another factory, tinkered with the design enough, and they became Sleep Number.
Okay.
And actually, they made enough money that they bought Comfort Air. I like the Comfort Air because the adjustments are 1 pound PSI increments.
Okay.
So versus the Sleep Number, which is a little bit different. But here's the real thing. If you buy a mattress cover for this reason. You're like, oh, I got sheets, right? Every mattress comes with a warranty.
Yep.
We need warranties. I'm chubby. I'm not as chubby as I used to be, but still, I'm going to kill a mattress faster than somebody else. And if I do kill the mattress, I want to collect on the warranty. In the fine print, if there's a stain on the mattress, void.
Oh.
And I mean any.
Yeah.
Any stain. So that's why you buy those covers. And some of them even come with their own warranty. So, like, if something goes through the cover and it stains the mattress, they'll cover it. I don't know how easy it is going to be track that down, but you definitely want,
yeah,
some kind of cover over top of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I have a cover on mine, and
I mean, think about it. We got pets.
Yeah,
you're gonna eat in bed
from time to time.
From time to time.
Yeah.
So.
I'm leaning more. I mean, I think it would behoove us to probably go to one of those stores and be like, "Oh, you had the purple, you had the Lisa, you have
what was that other one that was? It started out with advertising on podcasts, and now it's everywhere. Before purple came out,
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's the same deal. One of those. It comes rolled up in almost like a tube box, and then you let it rolls out flat like a yoga mat, and then all of a sudden it inflates into a regular mattress. So I think that's probably what we should do first is, you know, actually lay on them and be like, okay, yeah, I like this. This is good. This one doesn't feel so good, and then go from there. But right now, I feel kind of confident in saying I would probably, if I was given $1,500 and said you get to choose which mattress you want to spend your money
and
on.
It's money well spent.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably going to be one of those, you know, comes in a box.
Funny thing, they teach, when I say they, I mean mattress manufacturers, they tell their salespeople, they tell them to slow the customers down because by the time you've laid on three mattresses, by the time you hit that fourth mattress, your body has forgotten what the first one feels like.
Yeah.
So take your time.
Yep.
That's it. Oh, that was an interesting way. Yeah. Don't you love how our show just
of course
goes someplace sometimes? 833-804-1140. Big thank you. If you did not hear the earlier show, we had my buddy Alan Fisher came in. He was discussing Lobby Day on Monday. That's all I'm going to talk about on it, though. I'm not going into it. Not my job. I just wanted somebody who's kind of boots on the ground to come in and talk with me about it. I don't know. I know I'm not going. Just because I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, I guess I am saying something about it. The people that are putting on the rally, all they want is peacefully be heard. But I also know there are some people that are going to show up that don't want to be so peaceful about it. So if you're going, just be nice. As he said, just be nice. That's all I can ask for. Let me see. Kim sent me, we ordered the mattress below on Amazon. Ashley Furniture Signature Design, 14-inch. Chime Elite Mattress, bed in a box, queen size, white. Was it comfortable, Kim? It doesn't say if it's comfortable. Absolutely incredible. Very firm, very cool. No regrets. Our old mattress was $2,500. All right, we're getting some ideas on what to do. I appreciate that, Kim. Thank you very much. 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. And again, don't forget, follow me on WRVA.com. You can click on podcast of the show. So if you do want to hear my interview from the early edition, it's right there waiting. We started at 7 o'clock. It was a good, solid hour. Someone said, you should have them on for longer. I'm like, I think we've said what we're going to say. Sometimes you just get it out there. Also, follow me on Facebook. That's how Kim just got through to me. This is the Home Show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM. Oh, yeah. And don't forget, 96.1 FM. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. The phone number is 833-804-1140. Ellen in Chester.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you, dear?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a strange thing that happened to us the other day. We flushed our toilet, and the bowl filled with regular clean water, but the tank filled with sewage water. When we reflushed it, of course, the sewage water went in the bowl, but clean water refilled the bowl, and we haven't had that situation since. What could cause something like that?
Accidentally slipping into the Twilight Zone?
It was very strange.
That's not possible.
Well, that's what we thought. That's why we couldn't figure out how it happened.
Okay, no. What kind of... doesn't matter.
Water. It's a Crowler High seat.
Okay, because... No, it's... It's not... No, it's not possible. I can't even come up with a way, way whacked out way. When you say it filled with sewage water, you're saying it was brown or yellow or something?
Grayish, stinky, smelly water.
And that came into... Don't you laugh at me, Mr. Whoever you are. I can hear him in the background.
He can hear you in the background, Gary. Okay.
I even know your last name, Gary. I'm trying to think of any way it could. You say it, no. Okay, see, fresh water comes in, and the valve closes. Water goes down out of the tank into the bowl. From the bowl, it goes down into the sewer. You're saying gray and smell, and it hasn't happened again since.
Has not happened since. Now, just to add a little information. Well, just the fact that our master bath, which is what I'm talking about, and the guest bath, when we flush that master bath toilet, the water in the bowl kind of flushes in the other bathroom.
Okay, so what you've
got... And I've always found that strange.
Now, you've got a venting problem. Okay? How old's the house?
Was built in the late 60s.
All right.
And 50-ish.
All right, and probably hasn't been re-water pipe or waste pipe since then. Now, okay, that part of it is you've got a venting problem. If you were actually dumping sewage, if sewage was going backwards, which is, water doesn't run uphill.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. I don't know. You're going to need a plumber on this one, because what you're describing to, and it's radio, okay? Maybe if I was there and I smelled it and I saw it, I'd known something different.
But it's never happened again, and this has been like maybe a month ago.
I cannot come up with a single reason that would happen. And I mean, when you're flushing, that's sewage, that's not gray. Okay, that's not stinky. I mean, what you're describing is something gray and stinky. But the sewer system of your house and your fresh water system of your house, never the two should meet. They don't.
Exactly. So, that's what concerned me.
All right. You know what? This is the first time I've been stumped in 2020. But here's what I want you to do. Okay, Ellen. Stop using that toilet if you can avoid it. Although you said it happened a month ago, it's not like you were Johnny on the spot about getting to me about it. But I would call Bremac on Monday and ask for one of their plumbers to come out. Because you're definitely going to need, you need something, probably one of your vents has gotten stopped up. That's why you're getting kind of flush. You're probably getting a gurgling in the tub.
Well, haven't heard a gurgling in the tub, but the other day the shower came on by itself, itself, I guess, of whatever.
Wait, whoa. Ellen, one, are you messing with me?
No.
Okay, two, are you trying to get a jump on them legalizing marijuana? I mean, either one of those I'll accept, but you just said the shower came on by itself?
Well, the guest bath we don't use very often, and all of a sudden the water started trickling out of the shower head.
Okay.
Just a little bit, and then it stopped.
Okay, so not only do you need Bremac to come and do your plumbing, but what you need to do is get some sage and some sweetgrass, okay? You smudge it, and then you go and you wave the smoke into every corner of your house, because something's messing with you.
It does sound kind of strange, doesn't it?
Wait a minute. Sound kind of strange? No. This is where we've passed strange. We've hit weird. So call Bremac. They're probably going to rebuild that faucet while they're at it. And, you're going to need some the vents cleaned out.
Okay.
All right, Ellen.
I will do that. Thank you, Richard. Have a good day.
You're welcome. It's impossible. It's impossible. Water can't go backwards. Why it would be gray, I can't imagine. Now, there's the slightest chance. The slightest chance that maybe a gasket's gone bad. You know, all the black rubber gaskets and that stuff, they get really soft, like the old black rubber flappers in toilets. If you've listened to me for any years, and someone calls in and says, "I need a new flapper," I'll tell them very specifically, wear some rubber gloves, because when the old rubber stuff gets old, it's soft, and it will leave this greasy blackness on your fingers that doesn't exactly come off quickly. Just saying. The shower coming on, you know what? It's not used very often. I'll go as far to say maybe if it was the hot water. If it was the hot water, I'd say maybe from using hot water, it heated up a little bit and opened on itself. Probably not. So, but definitely flushing one toilet, making another one gurgle and flush, that's a venting problem. That I'm firm on. The rest of it, no. Just, not right. So, yeah. Call my boys, or boys and girls. They all work there. Usually it's the guys that come out, but you know what I'm saying. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Again, thanks, Alan Fisher, for coming in to the early show. If you want to hear that, go to WRVA.com and click on Richard McCann. We have all the podcasts up before we leave the radio factory here. And we've got plenty of time to take your calls. Also, do me a favor. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, because I post up stories that I want to do, like, well, I'll tell you about the Florida mayor a little bit soon, later. I have a story about Greyhound. I did not know that Greyhound offered free bus tickets home for runaways. Didn't know that existed. Definitely want to touch on that. And you know how they banned guns in Britain? Well, stabbing is up. So they're making knives without the stabby part. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show. I am your humble host and home inspector. If you if you want to stay in your house, you want to know what's going on with it, you get a yearly checkup. Why not have me come out and give your house a once-over from the ground up? Know what is going on in your home. You can reach me at 347-1152. That's 347-1152. I put up on Facebook the night before, what do you guys want me to talk about? Some of you are rather Weisenheimers. Jordan, don't you love the stuff we have to use, and it's because we're not allowed to curse on radio? Because when's the last time you actually used the word Weisenheimer?
I don't believe I ever have.
Well, I don't often, but I just
there you go.
Did. Okay. Let me see. Jeff, being a Weisenheimer, wrote this. Richard, Bigfoot stole a Louis L'Amour book off my deck railing. Stupid skunk ape. Jeff, I doubt that actually happened for the simple reason Bigfoot sightings in Virginia are almost non-existent. In fact, it wasn't that long ago I was speaking with a member of one of the local Native American tribes. They've been here for thousands of years. And I asked them about Bigfoot. And the tribes of Virginia don't know what I'm talking about. They don't even have a myth about a creature such as Bigfoot. Now, if you go to other tribes in other states, they do, mostly up north. And there's a couple of ways you'll know if there is a Bigfoot. I'll see footprints. Probably not. But you'll hear them. The noise is pretty distinct. And from what I understand, the smell of a Bigfoot is absolutely atrocious. That's why they call him a skunk ape. But the thing you do have to realize that the most sightings of a Bigfoot are not in Virginia. You want to guess where most of the sightings for Bigfoot are, Jordan? I know you're busy, but can you guess? You got it. It's a 1 in 50 chance.
Florida.
No. No. Florida's too weird for Bigfoot. Good choice. Pennsylvania. More sightings of Bigfoot in Pennsylvania than any place else. So I doubt that Bigfoot took your Louis L'Amour book. But hey, you know what? I bet you can get another one. Let me see. Okay, this should be a good diversion. This is from Daniel. I'm in the shower and my wife steals the hot water from me by turning on a faucet somewhere else. The longer we live in this house, the more effective the larceny is. Good one. I like that. Is this my imagination or do pipes degrade somehow to make cold showers more likely? No. Now, one thing, if I could talk to Daniel, I would like to know if he was on a well or city, county water. Fine. I say city water. People are like, no, I'm in the county. Okay, fine. All right. County water. Whatever. I think this could be a couple of different things. And this has happened to people. This used to be the big joke. Remember, someone's in the shower. They're taking a nice hot shower How does it work? No. They're taking a cooler shower. You flush and the hot water hits them. Wait a minute. He's saying she's stealing hot water. It sounds to me like I would check out the water heater itself. Who knows how old it is? There could be some kind of rust or blockage at the connections of the water heater itself. That's possible. It is also very possible and likely that his shower faucet needs to be rebuilt. There's probably some trash in the hot water side. He's cranking it up, but still the amount of hot water that's coming in is limited in compared to the cold water. So when she turns on hot water someplace, it's being diverted somewhat. Now, the reason I say more trash in the hot water is because people don't drain their water heaters. And you're supposed to. And if you've ever gone a significant amount of time, or better yet, if you've ever changed one out, one of my favorite tricks is get a water heater out. Most of the time, I can't drain them. It happens all the time. I couldn't drain it because there's so much trash in the bottom of it. It's calcium and bits of rock and sand, and there's all kinds of nonsense, fluoride. It all kind of settles into the bottom of a water heater. Sometimes that can get sucked up and end up in a faucet. Or the faucet itself, one of the rubber washers has come loose, and now it has shifted sideways, and it is preventing the hot water from coming out at the proper flow. He didn't tell me how old his house is. Now, if his house was, let's say, the age of mine, and there's still some galvanized pipes in there, then yes. Yes, indeed, the pipes can start to close up like a bad artery, and that will also restrict the hot water flow. You got some options. Yeah, call Bremac. Call a plumber. Have them come out and take a look. Or, better yet, have a serious conversation with your wife. Because, well, if you're sitting there taking a shower and she turns something on purpose and you end up getting a blast of cold, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, not cool. Not cool at all. And then she's going to say, no, it's cold. Okay, it's the best joke I've got this time of day. Deal with it. I'm doing the best I can. 833-804-1140. That's the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Also, don't forget, go to WRVA.com, download podcasts if you missed any of the show. And to those of you who do listen to me through the podcast, do me a favor. Pass it on to your friends. Tell them, hey, listen to this. Because, you know, the more downloads, the better, right? And I like hearing from people all across the United States, the Fruited Plains, and everywhere else everybody is. The other thing, as I said before, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, because there's a lot of stuff I don't get to. I've only got 4 hours, and I think about this show a lot. So I get to the best and the biggest and the juiciest. Some of the stuff people put up there are just hysterical, and some of the stuff I find, it cracks me up. By the way, I double-check your stories. I do it all the time. Because sometimes people will say, I know I can see fake news when I see it. I know what it is. I had 3 people send me a story about a Florida man who got drunk, climbed up onto a stoplight, and was pooping on cars. I did my research. Fake story. I deleted it. And I did it to my own self. I got schnookered 2 days ago. I'd seen it a couple of times, this video, because we've all seen the robot dog and how you can push it over and it just stands right back up. I've seen several videos of a robot that they're like abusing it and it still keeps standing and it's jumping and hopping and, you know. And then I saw the video where it's shooting, and I nearly lost my mind because I expect Skynet to take over at some point. And then someone that after I posted, I'm like, this terrifies me. Someone posted up, Richard, it's fake. And then I went and looked at the real one. Yeah, it was. Robin Lakeside, I'll get to you right after the news on News Radio WRVA.
And here we go. This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number of dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru on a chilly Saturday. They say it's going to rain later, so I don't think we're not supposed to get any more snow. Although we did get a little sleet, and all the northerners are laughing at us. I don't care. Just be careful out there. Cold, wet, ice. That's all it takes, and you won't see it coming. Also reminding people that this weekend, well, Sunday and Monday, is the Jewish Food Festival. If you've never been, it's a very, very good time. I usually eat until I'm about to burst. There's music and there's stuff to buy. And if you're into sweets, oh my God. And I go for the latkes and the shawarma. And I'm good. I'm really good. So, 833-804-1140, Robin Lakeside. I wish you were still online. Call back. I would love to hear your opinion on this. I saw this story. I did not know this was a thing, and I wanted to put it out there for people, well, to know about it. On social media, I constantly see these stories where people say, it only takes a minute. It only takes a minute to share. And I agree. It only takes a minute to share. And most of them are missing kids. Now, I could assume that they got abducted, or I could assume they ran away. Kids do that. When I was a kid, I wanted to run away to the circus. I saw Toby Tyler too many times. Yeah, old Disney. For those of you that have Disney Plus, try to find that one. It was a good movie. I wanted to put this up there. Greyhound giving free tickets. Greyhound, the bus service, giving away free tickets to runaway kids who want to return home. This is awesome. I want to support anybody that can support a program like this. This is from CNN. For over a decade, Greyhound Lines has partnered with National Runaway Safeline, an organization that seeks to keep runaways and homeless youth safe to reunite with young people with their families and guardians. Since 1995, the Home Free program has helped over 16,000 families by providing free bus tickets, the National Runaway Safeline says. To get a free ticket home, a person between the ages of 12 and 21 must call the NRS helpline. Now, here's the National Runaway Helpline. It is 1-800-RUNAWAY. Pretty easy to remember. They also must be named on a runaway report and be willing to return to their family. That's probably a good one. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a runaway report, so now I do. The family or guardian also needs to agree to receive them home. So meaning, you know, they can't, if you say, I don't want them back, they're not coming back. I can't imagine that. Families fight. And teenage years are tough. Very tough. But I think getting them home is important. If the individual is hoping to return home is under the age of 15, Home Free also provides a free ticket for the children's parents or guardians. So if they're under 15, instead of sticking them on a bus and shipping them off, they will get the parent or guardian to the kid. Again, awesome. A person can only get a ticket home through the program twice, which makes sense. What would keep, you know, child just become a chronic runaway? They'll just take a bus home. Before a young person begins their journey home, National Runaway Safeline says it works with them and their guardians to create a plan for their return and locates resources in the community that will be able to provide support once they are settled. After the family is reunited, group says it follows up to make sure the family members arrive home safely, provide additional resources. And this is the part I wanted to read most of all. First of all, again, hats off to Greyhound. That's spectacular. I see a lot of kids that parents are just worried sick. Why children run away from home? The National Runaway Safe Line is careful to emphasize that children who run away from home are not, quote, bad kids. Runaway children, the organist says, are usually running away from something, not towards something. Quote, they're dealing with a situation that feels overwhelming. National Runaway Safe Line says, be it family dynamics, bully, gender identification, or being lured from home over the internet, they believe living elsewhere is better, even if it means living on the streets. Nearly half the youth interviewed by the organization, they were thrown out of their homes. Their reasons vary, but common include significant family conflict that has been happening to them for some time. Wow. All right. Hats off to Greyhound. Oh, that story is pretty intense for me. Robin Lakeside.
Hey, man. How are you?
I am good, sir.
I called it because that lady with the plumbing issues, she might need to call a priest or something.
I recovered that. I told her she might be haunted. Man, she said the faucet turned itself on.
Well, I've seen this happen before. My sister-in-law's house is haunted by a Confederate ghost. He just kind of shows himself, and he might knock a couple of books off the bookshelf or something. He's kind of playful. He doesn't do anything dangerous. And a friend of mine has a house at the lake, and he's got cameras all around it. So they only go down there on the weekend, and he was showing me pictures of orbs that were inside, like hovering inside a window, and then one of them came out the window, got it all on film. But she might have an issue, man.
She might. I tell you what, Mrs. Bowles is the original owner of Casa de McCann, and every now and then she starts getting playful. And like a perfect example, I bought my wife a watch two Christmases ago, not this Christmas, the one before. She loved the watch, little antique gold watch. The band broke. I said, don't worry, honey, I'll take it to the jeweler. we put it down on the coffee table. It's gone. It's gone. I have searched that house high, low. I even watched the dog poop just to make sure he didn't eat it.
Right.
And I've had several things just straight disappear in the house. And I told this to my mother-in-law, and she freaked out. But, yes, it's entirely possible.
Well, you know, there are all kinds of scenarios. I mean, there could have been, you know, it's possible that they replaced a sewer line or something and some bad stuff got in the water or whatever.
That's
a faucet turning itself on. That's
it's different. All right, Rob, I got to go. I'm against the clock.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. What? I believe in all things because I believe in God. All things are possible with God. Am I wrong, Jordan? I don't think so.
Nope.
Therefore, possibilities are infinite. There could be ghosts. There could be goblins. I believe in aliens. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. As we usually do around this time in the show, I tell Jordan, start up the car, we're going to head down south.
It happens in Florida.
Now, I do these stories because I find them funny. That's why I do it. I think it's hysterical. I think Florida is an absolutely lunatic place. This one I don't find funny. It makes me mad. Everybody knows I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows I'm not the biggest believer in politicians. Sorry, politicians. It just is what it is. That's what infuriates me about this one in Florida. A former Florida mayor was reportedly sentenced to 51 months in prison and required to pay full restitution Friday for embezzling more than $650,000 from the United Way after a Navy veteran's testimony played a key role in his conviction. Guy Thompson, who served as mayor of Milton in Northwest Florida from 1994 to 2014, 20 years. Stole a total of $652,061 through a check fraud scheme while he served as executive director of the United Way in Santa Rosa County, the Pensacola News Journal reported. Thompson, 66, used the money to purchase, get this, okay, he stole from the United Way so he could have his purchases that included a BMW automobile, and a beachfront condominium. He pleaded guilty last May to 20 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of tax evasion. The FBI began investigating in October 2018, the same month Thompson was removed from his position at the United Way as allegations of fraud surfaced. Lord have mercy. Really? Stealing from the charity? He only got, what did he get? 51 months, it's like 4.5 years. Some low security joint. Good behavior, he'll be out in what, 2? Now he has to pay it all back. Love to see that happen. Don't know how that will work. But, you know, some, like I said, I usually do these stories because I find them funny, not infuriating. But this one I do find funny. Since everybody's talking about firearms, if I may, for just a minute, in England, they outlawed firearms a long time ago. I think you're allowed to have hunting rifles, but like handguns, nah. That's why when you watch those British TV shows or movies and there's a firearm involved, everybody's like, "Wait, dude, I've never even seen one. Oh my, have you ever fired one? No. Guns are extremely difficult to get a hold of. But I saw this, and it cracked me up. Ready? A cutlery company in England has designed a new line of kitchen knives with square tips. Kitchen knives with square tips. In an effort to reduce the rising knife crime that has plagued the United Kingdom. That's right. They outlawed guns, so everybody started getting all stabby. The Viner's firm, founded in Sheffield in 1908, created the Asher range of blunt-tipped knives for knife-related crime, reaching a record high in England and Wales last year. Listen to this. In October 2019, the BBC reported new figures that show a 7% rise in knife crime, a record high in the months from June 2018 to June 2019. The date showed offenses involving a knife or sharp instrument increased from 41,000. 41,000 to over 44,000. That's really stabby. With knife-related crimes, incidents at a record high and a reported 285 fatalities in the last 12 months alone, the UK government has taken the decision to reclassify kitchen knives as an offensive weapon with the new Offensive Weapon Act, leading some retailers to remove the single knives from sale in retail stores. The firm said in response to the new litigation, it designed a square-ended knife that are, quote, shaped to reduce the preventive injuries, incidents, and fatalities while still maintaining their functionality. And next, brick-related crimes are going to go through the roof. Unbelievable. 833-804-1140. Again, if you're thinking about going out on Monday, I would advise you, please be safe. If you're not interested in what's going on around the Capitol, stay away. I think, Jordan, you were close to the Capitol. They gave you permission to work from home, didn't they?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Because we're not like in the heart of it, but you know, they closed off a bunch of those streets that lead toward Capitol Square, and we're just inside one of those little
alcoves.
Yeah, and so you know, and when you hear that upwards of 30,000 people could be descending upon the state capitol,
parking could be difficult.
Well, fortunately, yeah. That is a big thing, but also, you know, I paid a park in a deck anyway, but it's still not. I just don't want to be hassled. I don't want to run into any nut jobs who are going to walk up to anyone and everyone on the street and be like, are you for the Second Amendment or are you against us?
Would you like to read this pamphlet?
Do you support the right to carry? If not, I'm going to beat your butt.
I don't think there's going to be many of those, but there could be. So I'm glad you're staying away. But if you're not going to be involved in it, just stay away from it. That's all. I know that most of the people going to this thing are going to be peaceful, quiet, and respectful. And I appreciate that. And, but you know what? Every time something like this happens, there's some wackadoos. And I don't want to get wrapped up in it. I don't think you do either. So unless you're part of it, stay away from it. That's where I'm going to stick with that. If you want to hear more about it, download the podcast of the earlier show from today, the 7 o'clock hour. I had my buddy in here, Alan Fisher, who has been one of the lobbyists. He's one of the people that gets to go into the Capitol. And he was passionate. And there's nothing wrong with that. I respect passion. But he agreed there's going to be a lot of people there. I just don't like crowds. Heck, I don't like, unless it's really something special, I don't like leaving the house. I've gotten that old. I'm at that point. We're like, you want to go out or you want to snuggle on the couch, honey? Good. 833-804-1140. This is the Home Show. WRVA 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Me, your humble home improvement guru and home inspector. If you need to have your home looked at, give it a checkup. Nigga, you can get your own yearly checkup. What's going on in your house? Like I said, I did one last week. It was amazing. This lady was on the spot. But some people, they don't know. All the time. Didn't know they had a water leak till somebody crawled underneath your house. It happens a lot. So 347-1152 or richardmccann@hotmail.com. So I saw this article on the MSN Money section of their website. Yeah, I said MSN. I'm going to look at all of them. I look at everything. So don't judge me. But this one was a good one. This was interesting. I think it's a little shallow, so I thought I could expand on it just a little bit. And it said this: four times to pay it pays to hire a contractor for home renovations. Now, this is a home show. I was a contractor. You know, most contractors think every time is the perfect time for you to call a contractor. Everything. Is it true? No. And it definitely doesn't have to be. I get so many people that call in, they go, I'm not handy at all. I'm just not handy. Well, for those of you who say that, I'll remind you, I was 17 years old, and my father looked me in the face and said, Richard, you might not be mechanically inclined. He meant it. I don't know if he was just frustrated with me at the time because he was showing me to do something that he'd showed me a dozen times before. But I wasn't doing it every day, and I had a teenager brain. You know, I could do something for a couple months, and then I'm back in school. When I come back, teenager brain has dumped that information. I've replaced it with Homer. The writer, not Simpson. So I saw this and I thought, you know what? I wonder what they would dictate as four times it pays to hire a contractor for home renovations. You know, now first of all, I'm going to say this. I know that those of you who call in, you're more asking me what the problem is and how to fix it, but you're not going to fix it yourself. I get that. I believe firmly in the story of the lawyer and the plumber. I've never told you the story. I've told you the story, but I'll tell you again. There was a lawyer, which means he was very well educated, and he was married. Somehow, the wife lost the stopper to the bathtub. She wanted to take a bath. She went. She got a plastic bag. She balls it up. She puts it in the drain. Fills up the tub. It works for the most part. She gets her bath. Then all of a sudden, as she's fiddling with it to pull it out, it gets sucked down the drain. She goes to her husband, the lawyer, and says, honey, I stopped up the bathtub with a plastic bag. It's got sucked down the drain, and now the drain is stopped up. We need to call a plumber. He said, I can handle it. He goes to the hardware store. He buys a bottle of acid drain cleaner. He proceeds to pour it down the drain. Doesn't go anywhere. He figures it'll take some time for it to dissolve that plastic bag. Then a thought occurs to him. And he turns and looks at the plastic jug that the acid came in. The plumber comes, unstops the drain, and says, I'll make a deal with you. I promise I'll never practice law if you promise not to be a plumber. Happens. So here's some of the things that they say. It's better to call somebody. And I'm going to agree with some of these, and some of these are not. Number one, if the work isn't safe. Now, what really defines safe for you and me are two different things. And here's what they say is not safe. One, anything having to do with electrical work. It says, assuming you're not an electrician, you don't have or don't have similar training. I don't know if I believe in that 100%. Simple electrical work, I'm okay with you trying. You want to replace a receptacle or replace a switch. You want to hang a ceiling fan. I'm okay with all of that. It's going to take you longer than it's going to take me, but the one thing you have to remember about any electrical work is the two rules that Rich has been giving you for 17 years. Rule number one, make sure the power's off. Rule number two, make sure the power's off. Best tool you can possibly buy if you're going to try to do anything electrical is what I call a voltage hound. You can find them at any box store amongst the electrical tools. It's just this little thing. It looks like a weird Sharpie marker. And when it touches something that has electrical power going through it, it goes beep, 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 and you're done. Okay? Hey, beep, beep, beep. Power's on. When it stops beeping, power's off. Change your receptacle, change the light fixture, put up a ceiling fan. I'm okay with that. So once you start dealing with the panel or something that's going on in the kitchen, electrician time. Landscaping work requiring machinery or heavy lifting. Yeah, afraid I'm going to go along with that. Can you rent a backhoe? Yes, you can. Is it fun? Sure it is. Do I know how to use one? Kind of, but I haven't done it. 15 years at least, probably more than that. I want to get the shrubs out of the front of my house. If I try to do it myself, I'm going to destroy something. Other than that, though, landscaping, putting in some flower beds, I can do that. You know, trimming some bushes back, do that. Heavy lifting, can't do that as much as I used to. So maybe they're right. Is the work safe? Roofing projects. Yeah, I'm done. When I was a younger man, I had no problem doing roofing. Put up many a roof, climbed many a roof. The other day, I was on an extension ladder, and Daddy wasn't happy. I didn't like it one little bit. Scaffolding would be a different thing, but ladder, no. And on the roof, definitely not. I'm probably going to need a roof in another year. I think what I got now will last. But when it's time for it to go up, I'm not doing it. I'll trade for somebody or something. But this guy, not doing the roof. And I'm pretty much a single story. It's not that far to the ground, but it's far enough for me. So, you know, dangerous work. Sure, hire somebody. What's dangerous for you might not be dangerous for them. And if it is dangerous for them, guess what? They're going to charge you for it, and they deserve it. This one I thought was kind of silly. Excuse me. Number two, the work is complicated or requires specific skills. Some home projects are well-suited to renovation newbies, like painting. Good. Replacing the carpet. Depends on what you're going to replace the carpet with. Or even resurfacing cabinetry. I think that falls under painting. But if you've done your share of home improvements, there are certain jobs that are way too complex for you to tackle solo. For example, replacing a water heater might seem like something you can do alone. You can. So that's when people write these things, and it just kind of ticks me off. You want to replace a water heater? You can do it. It is not hard. The biggest trick, like I said earlier, make sure the power's off. Now, if you have a gas water heater, no, sir. Or ma'am, that job is out of your hands now. If it's a gas water heater, hand it off to somebody else. But an electric water heater? Hate to say it, once they're drained out, they don't weigh much. As long as your valves hold right and you buy the right connectors, easy peasy. But if you break a pipe in the process, you could have a major leak in your hands. The same holds true for anything that requires you to tap into your home's ductwork. Really? Not really. One, I don't know why you'd tap into your ductwork. too. I don't see any major damage you're going to do by doing it. This list might be silly. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. It's almost that time. So if you got a question, query, conundrum, riddle, you better get on it, son or daughter, because then you won't see me. You won't hear from me again until next Saturday when we chime back in on 1140 AM and 96.1 FM. I've been going over this quick list of things it's probably better to pay a contractor to do. And I don't know if I agree with all of it, but some of it. There's a bit here and there. And it was only four things. So I'm already up to number three. I mean, number one was, is the work safe? That kind of makes sense. When I was younger, I'd try things, but not as much as I used to. Is the work complicated or requires specific skills? Yeah, that's understandable, but ask yourself if you can do it. You can YouTube a lot of stuff. Number three, the work is too time consuming for your schedule. This is where you got me. This is where I agree 100% because we are busy people. I was talking to a woman not that long ago. She said, how are you? I looked at her. I said, tired. She goes, you must be an American. I said, what do you mean by that? And she was obviously from another country. She goes, Americans. Every time you ask how they are, they all say they're tired. Why are you so tired? I had to ask, myself that. I didn't come up with a really good answer. Okay. The work is too time-consuming for your schedule. This one I'm agreeing with. Depending on your level of skills, how fast you can get something done, you really got to sit back and say, is time money? And if time is money and you've got your time is more valuable than doing the job yourself, or you don't mind stretching something out for a really long time, hire somebody. Perfect example of this is a new kitchen for my house. Told you a dozen times at least. I've got an original kitchen, old wooden cabinets that are just wood. There's no glides. There's no nothing on them. Two wall cabinets, that's it. And one wall cabinet holds two sets of dishes, complete sets. Don't ask me. Wasn't my idea. By the way, my mother-in-law told me there's a third set coming. Oh, boy. Could I do it? Sure. Have I done it before? Absolutely. But what's going to be required for me to do this is a complete gut down to the studs. This is plaster and lathing strips. Then I'm gonna have to haul all of it out, one bucket at a time. And from there, then I've got to clean everything up. Then I've got to rewire it. I've got to rewater pipe it. I've got to re-waste pipe it. I need to insulate it. Put up the sheetrock, hang all the cabinets, set the new cabinets, put in the countertop, put in the sink, install the dishwasher. Probably going to have to run a new gas line for a new stove. Put in new electricity for the refrigerator and all the other gadgetry that we have. I can do a lot of it, but I can't do all of it fast. And there are people out there that do it every single day. There's now specialty people. Like, I was talking to Chris over at Akey's Home Improvement. They have a new crew. All they do, demo. That's it. All they do is demolition. Oh, they're going to be at my house. Absolutely. So, if you got the time, you don't mind it taking a while. I mean, I've seen projects take years. They started and do a little bit here and a little bit there. Years. So definitely ask yourself that question. And number four, And I think I kind of, see, this is a thing. They kind of piled up because I think this is what I just said. Your time is worth more money than the savings involved. Again, time is money. What's the most valuable thing I own? My time. And I'm not going to waste it. Unless I'm really determined. And then I might waste it. But if you can be making money doing something else, hire somebody to do it. I was helping out my sister. She had a leak underneath her house. Could I have fixed it? Yep. Did I have the time? No. When I called Bremag and said, can you fix this? They said, yes. I asked how much? Good price. The time I would have been underneath the house, I made more money than it cost to fix the pipe. We're even, Steven. Walk away. We're good. You do have to take that into account. Now, I'm not discouraging you from doing any of these projects. You want to learn how to do it? Go for it. Take a class at one of the big box stores. They do stuff all the time. Fixing sheetrock, learning how to paint, doing a minor electrical work. Any of it. You can do any of it. Just take your time. I know people, I was just reading an article today, 2 out of 5 people can't do a home improvement project without watching a YouTube video. There's millions of them. Want to learn how to do something? Watch a YouTube video. Just be careful. Be safe. Be smart. And when all else fails, call me here at the Home Show, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. All right, people, we're almost out of time. So a couple of things. One, don't forget Jewish Food Festival tomorrow and Monday over at the JCC. Great time. Super yummy. And I'm gonna at least get a drive-through. I'm going to have to. If you need me, you want to contact me for a home improvement question or a home inspection, you can give me a call, 347-1152. That's 347-1152. Or email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Yep, I got a Hotmail account. Maybe I'll switch to AOL and be really old school. No, probably not. I doubt it's happening. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon. We are already working on our guests for next week. People, Monday's going to be crazy. I'm hoping it's not. I hope I'm so wrong. And I'm not fear-mongering. I know the people that are putting on this event have the best of intentions. It's the people that crash the party that have me worried. So if you don't need to be there, just stay out of the way. That's all I've got to do. Just stay out of the way. All right, Jordan, light them up. Let's get going. That is another Home Show in the can burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon. This is the Home Show with me, your home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Have a great weekend.
Paya! I say a wanya! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.